I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Well, hello there, friends. I'm back. I hope you didn't miss me too much. Was in Pearl last week for baseball, which is why you didn't hear from me, on the podcast at least. But back here, and I guess it's officially summer now, like not on the calendar, but as far as high school sports is concerned, now that baseball's over, that brings the 2022-23 sports school year to a close. How about that? It was a fun year and ended in a fun way with, like I said, with the baseball championships, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. We've got some basketball updates. I know it's June, but we've got summer leagues going on, so we're already jumping into that. Got some coaching news. It's that time of year. Lots of coaching moves happening. So we'll have all that here over the next few minutes. Just want to remind y'all that we come to you every Wednesday, unless I'm out of town. You can find us in iTunes, Spotify, or online at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalSports. And check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo. We smashed two large pizzas today here in the newsroom. One sausage, one pepperoni. It's a big hit. I think it's the main reason most of my coworkers put up with me, because I bring them pizza every week. And then they get angry when I go out of town, like last week, and they have no pizza. Alas. So, hey, Podgator's here too. I think he's mad I left. Let's do the baseball, my friends. We had four teams go down to Pearl last week playing for state titles. Two of them won, including East Union, as it just pretty much just rolled to a two-game sweep to win the 2A state championship for a second straight year. This is a team that just almost unstoppable. And certainly Pisgah had no real chance. The first game, it was 14-0. Oof. Yeah, Landon Harmon threw a five-inning perfect game. Yeah, no, 15 batters, 15 outs. Pretty good stuff from him. And then they come back in game two. It was a little closer. 1-9-2, though. So, East Union finishes the season 31-5. And not really surprised. I mean, I expected them to win it this year. I think a lot of people did, but you still have to go do it, especially after winning last year. It makes it harder. But this is a team that just from top to bottom is so good. And I mean, they just live for baseball over there. So it's you can't call it a dynasty yet. They have won four titles since 2016, though. And they'll have some kids back next year. Amory in 3A, man, what a great story. Of course, this story began in a very bad way with that tornado back in late March. Ravaged the Amory High School campus, destroyed the baseball and softball facilities, heavily damaged the football facility. So Amory's baseball team had to just basically be a road team for the last half of the season. Played their final 22 games away from home, including all the playoff games. They played their home games for the playoffs, I think mainly at Hamilton, which is not too far away. But still, you know, you don't have your home field and your clubhouse and everything that you're used to being able to go to every day for practice and then for your home games. So it's got to be a taxing situation. Maybe not so much physically. These are young kids, and okay, they can handle that, but emotionally and mentally, perhaps. But this team just really put it together and beat St. Stanislaus. And had to go all three games. Lost the first one. But just being a resilient team like it is, Amory came back and won the next two. The score in game three was 6-2. And it's just, like I said, quite the story. Storybook ending, if you will, for the Panthers. They were 10-1 in the playoffs. And again, none of those games were played on their home field. I mean, you got great performances from all around. Bryce Glenn, Ty Hester, Jack Howell, Braden Maranto was the series MVP, Walker Maranto, Tyler Sledge got the final two outs in game three. I mean, it was not easy up until the very end. In the seventh inning of that game, St. Stan loaded the bases, had the tying run at the plate. But Amory was able to pull it out and win back-to-back 3A state championships. So congrats to the Urchins and the Panthers. West Union and Saltillo were also down there. They both came up short. West Union was swept in the 1A series by Resurrection Catholic, which has now won two straight state championships. And then Saltillo, they took it to three games against East Central. Lost game one, came back and won game two. Well, that was the longest day. We had a big old weather delay, and one of the other games went 10 innings. I think I got out of there by about 11 o'clock, but they won that game. But could not come through in game three. Got beat pretty badly in that one, actually. I think 11-0, yeah, was the final. But still a great season for both West Union and Saltillo. I tell you what, West Union is not losing much at all. They're going to have most of their studs back next year, including guys like Greer Manning and John Gray Morrison. So expect to see them back in Pearl next year. They'll certainly have a shot at it, put it that way. Summer hoopage. June is always a good time to talk about basketball. I mean, we're like 3 months removed from the state championships, so we haven't really talked about it much. But we've still got several months until the season begins. So, you know, this summer league stuff that they play in June, good time to go catch up with some teams and some coaches and some players and whatnot. I went out to Pontotoc on Tuesday for some girls basketball. Caught up with Pontotoc coach Kyle Hurd and one of his players, Channing Lane, going to be a junior this year. One of their key players from last year that helped them reach the 4A state title game. But they're going to be good again. Channing Lane is one of the reasons. And then, of course, they've got Corey Grace Ware and Elena Ball, both returning starters. And now they've picked up a couple of transfers. You see transfers this time of year after school's let out. And these are two names you should know. Lila Cox, a 6-foot center, played for Morville. She'll be a junior. Her mom got a job at the Pontotoc Elementary School. And then Hannah Finley, previously at New Albany, a point guard. She'll be a senior, can score and can really defend. And she moved to Pontotoc after the school year. Kyle Hurd, the head coach, was like, hey, y'all want to come? You can come. You know, he's open to it. He's not going to go out and pursue them. I mean, you can't do that anyway, technically. So, but, yeah, I mean, you know, Hannah Finley and Lana Cox will both be, I think, superb additions to this program. I mean, Lana Cox made our all-area team last year on the third team, as did Channing Lane. And so, they, you know, they did lose some key players, but, I mean, they got the core back, their three top scorers. And now they bring in these two other talented players that can score, rebound, defend. Lana Cox, you know, last year played for a very good Morville team that had a record of 28-5, lost to eventual state champ Louisville in the playoffs. Louisville went on to beat Pontotoc in that championship game. But yeah, Cox averaged almost 13 points a game last year and close to 4 rebounds. Hannah Finley averaged about 15 points for New Albany. And like I said, see, and I watched her just in the few minutes I watched her in summer league yesterday. She was all over the ball handlers for the other team, getting steals, deflections, just being a general nuisance. So, you know, they're kind of in the getting to know each other stage. You know, it's they still got to get that chemistry going with each other. You know, new players come in, that's going to take some time. But, you know, I think these are two kids, Cox and Finley, that play the game the right way, have the right attitude, and I think they'll fit right in. I mean, Kyle Hurd has that program just humming like a fine-tuned engine. Then we got Tupelo's girls. My boy Brendan Farrell got up to Boonville yesterday for some summer league and caught up with Tupelo's head coach, Matt Justice. Of course, Tupelo went to the 6A state championship game this year, lost to Germantown. And they're going to be a contender again, especially once they get back Jade Rucker and Lamar Cleaves, both suffering ACL injuries last year. Lamar before the season, Jade in December. They both should be back by about August. So in time for preseason drills, and hopefully they'll be 100% by the time the season gets going. And they got players like Nadia Norfleet coming back. And it's just a deep team. I mean, even when they lost those two, and then for a little while, the McGoy girl was out injured. I believe she graduated now. But they would still go 12 to 15 deep even. I mean, this is just a deep team. They got a lot of girls. They're going to have to step into bigger roles this year, but I think they'll be able to. And again, it's going to help so much to have Cleaves down there in the post, and Rucker, who's just a dynamite guard. I mean, she plays guard, and she was averaging, 7 rebounds a game last year before she got hurt, about 10 points? Yeah, 10 and 7. So Tupelo will, I imagine, be a team to reckon with this time in 7A, now that they've added that classification. So, yeah, and speaking of basketball, some coaching news. Adam Kirk resigns as Corinth's boys basketball coach. I was a little surprised to hear that, but I had a good talk with him yesterday, and he said, you know, it's just the family was a big reason, and he's just kind of trying, you know, it gets harder and harder each year to stay motivated to go do it. He's looking forward to having, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas with his family. Didn't have to worry about playing those holiday tournaments. And, I mean, he's only 43 years old. He could get back into it someday, but right now he's going to be assistant principal at Corinth High School. But he had a great head coaching career, brief as it was, 6 years at Ripley, two at Corinth. He was our coach of the year in 2020 and did a great job at Ripley. And really, the 2 years at Corinth overachieved. They had some key personnel losses this past season, just attrition and injuries, and still made a kind of a surprise playoff run there into the third round. So the man knows how to coach, but obviously the best move for him. They've replaced him with a guy named Marty Walker, who played at Corinth back in the 90s, was an assistant coach there under Keith Green from, I think, 06 to 12, has been in the school system ever since then. He's been assistant, middle school principal, I think it was, the last couple of years. So he'll take over as head coach of Corinth's boys. Brent Kuhl, former Nettleton girls coach, headed to Mantachie to coach their girls, replacing Carly King, who went to Wheeler to take that girls' head coaching job a few weeks back. Brent did a good job there at Nettleton in the 2 years. I think it was 2 years he was there. And I'm assuming his sons, Hayden and Hunter Kuhl, will go with him to Mantachie, so that'll give a boost to the Mantachie boys team, if that's the case. And then going back to last week, when I was in Pearl, I saw that Starkville made quite the hire for its baseball program. They hired a guy who's won a lot. Mark Monaghan, I think that's how you say it, was previously head coach at DeSoto Central for 11 years, won state championships in 15, 18, and 19. But I believe he's from Starkville, and so that's a big catch. The Yellow Jackets, they've kind of struggled in the last few years. I mean, they've been competitive, but that division they've been in has just been so brutal with the last couple of years with Tupelo and Grenada and Oxford. So if anybody can win some games there, it's got to be Mark Monaghan, I would think. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks again for joining me. Rather us. Yes, Podgator, I see you over there. Haven't forgotten about you. But be sure to check us out every Wednesday. We're in iTunes, Spotify, or any of your podcast apps. Also online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalsports. And check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo. I reckon I'll be back here next week, so see you then.